2237.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Yes, we are live. Kate Delaney and the rest of the crew hanging out with all of you. Maybe some of you right now are chopping vegetables and getting ready to make some stuffing so you don't have to do it in the morning. You can crash for a couple of hours, get up, and then work on that bird. Depending on what time you eat, a lot of people seem to eat around noon. We've got three football games. The first one starts early, so a lot of people like to eat before that or eat during it and then continue throughout the entire day and really make a feast of it. So it depends. You might just be a passenger. It's fun to be a passenger where you can watch everybody else make the meal and then all you have to do is help clean up at the end. The great thing about having a big feast is you have a lot of hands to help work on it. So if somebody's handling the heavy lifting, which I call making everything, and then you're just part of the crew that has to clean up afterwards, oh, that's easy. Guess which side of the equation I'm on. If you were thinking the heavy lifting side, I'm on the heavy lifting side, meaning I'm doing the cooking. So it's figuring out the calculations of the bird and all that other sort of stuff. So I completely understand. 43 million folks traveling on Wednesday. Some of them snagged up in some rainy situations on the West Coast, but freezing rain and snow in the upper Northeast, the Maines, the Vermonts, parts of New York, and they hit some snags traveling. Some of the roads were impassable, and it was better to just wait and get up, I guess, the next day. If you could do that, it depends on how far you're going. If you're going a couple towns over, not as big of a deal, but if you're going up the coast, certainly a much, much bigger deal. The main airports, though, were not closed, not affected by that. Philadelphia wasn't, Boston wasn't, any of the New York airports, they weren't affected by it. So it was a little bit further north where they had those problems. And, of course, in the West Coast, there were some brutal rains and high winds. High winds, boy. That is a killer for the Macy's Day Parade. When you think of all the balloons that are in that parade, I don't know how many people end up watching it when you're kind of getting ready and getting your place ready for people to come, or maybe you just have a low-key kind of Thanksgiving and it's before the football games and whatever, but you're up. Are you watching the parade at all? To me, that parade, and maybe it's because in my early years, when I was 3, 4, 5, we lived in New York and we got to go to the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I just thought it was magical, like unbelievable that you would go and see these giant balloons going down the street just right there in the middle of the buildings. I think that, to me, was the most fascinating thing, and it still is. If there's anything that I'll watch in that parade, I'll stop and look at it. It's always the fascination with the giant balloons and the people holding the balloons and moving them down the street. You know, it's one of those traditions where it goes all the way back to 1924. It is the oldest parade in the United States, along with the Thanksgiving Day Parade in Detroit, because they also have one that's been around just as long. And every year there's different themes and different things that will happen in the parade, but they always end with Santa Claus coming into Herald Square, and I think that's very, very cool. And then just how clever the parades are with the kind of balloons, like I keep mentioning. If you go to current times, you have Shrek and Horton the Elephant and Buzz Lightyear and the Pillsbury Doughboy and Sonic the Hedgehog and, you know, Pikachu and Dora the Explorer and Scooby-Doo and Mr. Potato Head and SpongeBob SquarePants and whatnot. But if you go way back, and if you would go back, you know, if you even go back to the 70s, you've got Kermit, you know, the Muppets have a new movie out. You have Kermit the Frog. You have Olive Oil and Superman and Yogi Bear and Baby Shamu and Humpty Dumpty and Big Bird and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Interesting to me. I'll give you one more fact. In the beginning, in the 20s, you want to know what the first balloon was? Felix the Cat. Felix the Cat was the first floater. How about that? And then they even had one in the 30s, early 30s. They had the Marx Brothers. When I was doing some research on this for an article, I looked that up and saw that the Marx Brothers, wow, very, very cool. And, of course, you would have to have Mickey Mouse in there, Mickey Mouse and the Supermans and Uncle Sam and all that. And you still see some of those balloons as well. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening. Because it is Thanksgiving, I thought it'd be fun at the top of the show. And during this hour, you're welcome to throw this in. You can even send me an email on it. We are going to go to Nail the Score for anyone that's up and kicking. And you can send me an email on that, too, once we pick the game of the week. But the biggest turkeys this year, and it can be anyone, really, someone from politics, sports, from the world of sports, from entertainment, from your next-door neighbor. I mean, just the regular folks that got caught in the middle of things, let's say. And on my list, I'll tell you who takes the turkeys list. I don't know why, but I am just so sick of this Jersey Shore stuff. You know, good for these kids that they're making a lot of money on something about nothing. I don't get it. Somebody has to explain to me. I'm from New Jersey, but I'm from the other part of New Jersey, and I don't get the snooky situation thing. It's just so over the top for me. So I got to say, the cast of the Jersey Shore, even I don't even watch that show, and I know who they are, so it does show you the power of that reality deal, but I think they're still the biggest turkeys. I don't care whose hair they're pulling and who they're sleeping with and how much they had to drink. I just think it's so boring. It's not a well-done reality show. I do not understand it. So they make the list of turkeys. And also making the list of turkeys, kind of along the same lines, the Real Housewives of where? Are they like any housewives that you know? The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, speaking of New Jersey, the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Orange County, New York. I don't know. They got to be telling them behind those cameras to play it up for them, because whether they're rich or whether they're poor, of course, none of the housewives are portrayed as poor. They're not like any housewives that I know or I've met, but you may disagree with that. Maybe you like them. So they go on my turkey list, too. Also on the list, you know, I got to put the Philadelphia Eagles. As much as it pains me, hearing all that dream, because I said sports, all that dream team nonsense, and then Michael Vick, $100 million for Michael Vick. And Vince Young looked better than Michael Vick when he came in last week. And, of course, Philadelphia wins. And I don't know if it's the system, what it is, but it's just not working for Philly, and they paid an incredible amount of money for him, and they have Andy Reid, who's been there forever and a day. I don't get it. Talk about overhyped. For anyone paying attention to football, I bet you that Philadelphia was the most overhyped team coming into the season. So also making my turkeys list. Coming up on the flip side, though, we've got Nail the Score. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It is Thanksgiving, so maybe somebody who's persistent enough will be able to celebrate a big victory. A big victory and Nail the Score. We have great prizes, seriously, great prizes that you can use for the holidays, by the way. And beyond that, the bragging rights, because it's very tough to nail the score. Chris in Connecticut did it, and of all things, on an Eagles game, and won some of those prizes and bragging rights and all that sort of stuff. And that's the first, she's the first person that we've had do that in forever. It seems like it would be so easy. You know, you've got a game. We're going to pick a game here once we roll out the computer. And then you just pick a score. I mean, how many different scores can there be? And the answer is a lot. As gamblers know, there are a lot of different numerical combinations. And people come so close. Unfortunately, close does not nail the score. So without further ado, let's let that computer ride. Thanks, Donovan. This is a good game. Not surprising. It is a Thanksgiving Day game. It's the late game, 8:20 kick Eastern time, the 49ers and the Ravens. What's so interesting about the game is, okay, the Niners are 9-1, and the Ravens are 7-3. And away, the Niners, with that record, obviously, they've won four away. And they're such a fun team to watch, but the Ravens are a team where one week they look like world beaters, and the next week they're struggling. But the fascinating deal between these two teams isn't that. What's interesting is the fact that you have both Harbaugh brothers going up against each other, whether it's John or whether it's Jim. And imagine that family trying to decide, I said this before, where they're going to sit. I mean, whose sideline are you sitting on? The Ravens, the home team, or the 49ers? So if you're the family You've got to pick a side. And I think that makes it an intriguing game because you've got two really good teams. You don't know what's going to happen here. It could be a high-scoring deal. And you have the fact that you got two brothers going up against each other, which is very, very cool. So I looked at this game. I looked at all the games. I looked at the Harbaugh game. I caught the Harbaugh game because of the two. And I looked at what I thought could have been the other one was was the Detroit Packer game, because that's the first game on the Thanksgiving Day schedule. So I'm going to say that the 49ers win this, and I think the 49ers win it by a score of 38-34. I don't think I've pulled out those numbers before, ever. 38-34. Defenses might break down a little bit in this, and we might see an exciting game down to the finish. So if anyone's up and kicking and you want to take a stab at this, you don't have to know jack about football. It's like picking lottery numbers, only you don't have to pony up a buck. You just have to tell me what you think the score is going to be and who you think is going to win this game. 800-259-5791. Big shout out to all the guys in Georgetown, Kentucky, working at my favorite Toyota plant down there. Some of you, I know, were working late. You thought you were going to be on that third shift right before the holiday. And let me say it again. I can't say it enough. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. All right, speak of the devil, Chris in Connecticut. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Kay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Do you, you don't have to cook a bird or anything, do you?
No, not me.
Oh, isn't that good? Who wants to do that? Why did I ever rope myself into this? I don't know. I just heard we had a little news blip, and they were talking about people that eat out. And there are a lot of people that eat out. Or you just go hook up at your friend's house and just bring something, right?
Oh, my sister, she cooks.
Oh, so you just get to show up and dry a few dishes. That's the key. That's what I said. It's better to be on the dish detail because there's so many people helping. It's not really that big of a deal.
You're right. Just bring a dessert.
Yeah, bring a dessert. It's way easier. All right, I envy you, Chris. Okay, what do you think? Who do you like in this one? This is a tough one. The Niners or the Rams? The Niners or the Ravens?
49ers.
49ers, yeah, I think so, too. What do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to stick to my 27-17. I know it's low, but...
All right, 27-17. What are you bringing as dessert at the at your sister's house?
Oh, pumpkin pie, apple pie.
Really? That's good. That's my two favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to come over there. That sounds like a good place to be. Hey, well, you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, 49ers, 27-17, Chris says, and Chris was our winner last time around. You heard my score much higher. I said the 49ers as well. One thing to keep in mind with the 49ers is that the fact that they are having to fly all the way across all the way across the country on a short week. So will they be tired or will we see the same 49ers? I think they're going to be up for the game. I forget about the whole, and it's a short week, but I think they'll still be up for the game. All right, Dan in Texas, hello.
Hello again.
Hello.
Well, I'm on a roll, so I'm going to pick 27-24 Ravens on top.
Ooh, Ravens.
And my turkey is the illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, Barack Hussein Obama.
He's your turkey. That's too easy. He's your turkey. All right. You're locked and loaded, my friend, so to speak. We got you.
Well,
Ravens.
Don't say that. I might get arrested by the Secret Service. Don't say locked and loaded, Dave.
Yeah, they'll come after me. They'll say it's my fault.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll visit you. I swear, I'll bring pumpkin pie and you know, sneak it into you.
I like it. Have
with
fun.
With Goo Goo Cluster. With Goo
I
Goo
love
Cluster.
It. Oh, Goo Goo Cluster. Enjoy your family. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so we got one Ravens and some 49ers. Also getting a couple of emails here. Some of you like to email the show. I wonder if we'll hear from Dave in Vermont. I think even from the very first time a couple of years ago, because now Nail the Score has been going on for, I think, 4 years. And Dave in Vermont was one of the first people to ever email in scores. So you can certainly do that too. AmericaTonight.net. Just click on the drop down on the Gmail. I mean, on the email, not Gmail, on the email, and you'll be in. Just make sure you say who you think is going to win. I've gotten a couple of them where people have said the score, but they didn't pick the winner. So I don't want to pick for you. So it's good if you throw out the scorer, but make sure you tell me the team too, so I don't have to somehow try to guess that, try to pull a Houdini. I'm not good at that. Huh. So we do have a couple here. Here's one already. See that, how quick that is? A lot of people jump on that email. I'm so surprised by how big email has become for this show. All right, this one's from Kim Sue. Kim Sue says Ravens 28-27. See, what most people do when they email, and this is a good suggestion, give me a couple of different guesses, because if somebody on the air has already had that guess and you get in second, then they're going to get the guess over you, because we can't have the idea is you have to have a different score than everybody else. Here's another one from Tate, and Tate likes, well, first of all, I would like to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening to America Tonight. Tate says, I think the final score will be the 49ers, and it's going to be 32-21. 32-21. So another Niner guess. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we'll continue to take your guesses, but we're going to mix in a couple of other things as well, including some fun facts about Thanksgiving. Yeah, you knew you were going to get some kind of a history lecture here, right? So we'll go to that. And also hearing from one of the Harbaugh brothers, too, as to what a big game this is. I can remember a couple of years ago when the Manning brothers played each other, when you had Peyton and Eli, and NBC blew it out like this was a Super Bowl game, and that was the whole storyline. Now this is different because you have two coaches, but it's still really intriguing. And the fact that the 49ers are finally good again, and that the Ravens are good, and the matchup could be a really good matchup, I think that adds more drama to it. 800-259-5791. More Nail the Score, along with some other fun and frivolity here on Thanksgiving next.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman to live yet?
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Is the coach of the Ravens. Jim Harbaugh is the NFC West leading 49ers coach. And John, of course, AFC North leading Ravens. They're both in great positions, as I said. John's in his fourth season as the coach of Baltimore. And for Jim, this is just a breakout year, to say the least. And people are excited about the Niners, certainly in San Francisco, because you think of the dynasties they've had in the past, and it's been a while. The Niners are 9-1 and having a great season. The Ravens are 7-3. Here was Jim Harbaugh's take on how historic this game is.
It's unique. It's the first time in history that two brothers have coached against each other. This will be the first time that since they went to a 16-game schedule that a team has traveled three time zones to play a Thursday game. So those are firsts, and we definitely want to win.
And they both are those kind of guys. They live and breathe this stuff. So, as he said, this is the first time you've had two brothers. Now, there have been, like, the Ryan brothers, where you had Rex Ryan, the coach of the Jets, going up against the Dallas Cowboys, and Rob Ryan, who's the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys, but he's the coordinator, not the head coach. And that was kind of an interesting deal, too. That was back on September 11th when the Cowboys looked like they had that game against New York, and then in the end, New York pulled it out. In this case, a couple of you have already weighed in via the email. We've gotten two. Now we've got another two. So you can always do that, americatonight.net. Click on the email, or you can light up the lines at 800-259-5791. Joe in Kentucky says Ravens all the way, 41-38. Ooh, that's a pretty high score. And says happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Sam in Missouri picking the other side of that, the Niners. And check out this score, 17-16. So just 1 point That would be a strange game too on the other side of it, but certainly could happen. I'm thinking the opposite because the weather's clear, sunny, upper 50s. I'm thinking they're gonna be throwing that ball, running that ball. Maybe the 49ers have trouble running it at some points in the game, but it's gonna be the night game. So I think you're gonna see a pretty high scoring affair here between the two clubs. I mentioned that we would talk turkey. It's always interesting to me, and you know, it's kind of a play on obviously the Thanksgiving thing. And some of the biggest turkeys, I said in sports, that my big turkey would be the Philadelphia Eagles because of all the hype about the dream team and all the money that was paid for Michael Vick, and now they're mired in a spot where they won't go to the playoffs, barring some kind of a miracle. But there were certainly other sports people who would make the list for me too. For example, all of the NBA and the way they're dragging out their collective bargaining deal and saying that, you know, the beginning of the season has been tanked. There's not going to be any basketball until after the 15th. And people are turning to other things. That's what happens when you've got tough economic times. But people who live and breathe and die for their teams, it's the one thing that takes them off of everything else that's sticking in their gut day after day after day when they go to their third job. And when you've got millionaires and billionaires battling it out, there's not a lot of sympathy around the country, like I said, especially when people are struggling. And baseball was smart. They announced the other day, boom, we got a collective bargaining agreement. They didn't go down that road. They did before, and they know what happened. A lot of people turned their back on the game, the great game of baseball, and then it was tough trying to draw people back into it. Now, finally, baseball is in a much better position, and football almost did the same thing. We didn't think we were going to have any kind of nail to score, any kind of NFL. And then it was about the economy of all the people who make their living on the NFL, not making millions, just making a decent wage or having a second job working in a stadium. And that's money they need. And that's a big chunk of their income for however many games, or they're working with a concession stand and they're selling food and that accounts for a little bit of a chunk of their income, or they're giving part of that money to charity. So there were a lot of people that would have been affected by the NFL, and obviously people affected by the NBA because there's so many games in the NBA. All right, talking turkey here for a second, some of the fun facts. I mean, we all know this. You learn this, you know, practically from the time you're out of the womb and you're in school. You do all the pilgrim things and dress up as pilgrims and reenact all that stuff. I think when I was in kindergarten, we did that. So 1621, you had your first settlers. We know this in the Plymouth colony. And if we roll back the clock, when they really had a reason to complain about how they had to make food and feast, there was a three-day feast. Can you imagine if Thanksgiving was 3 days? It could be fun in one way, but if you had relatives that hung around for three days and you were feasting the entire time, I don't know, might not work for us these days. So sometimes the versions differ depending on the historian, but 1621, that's the earliest. Of course, ceremonies of being thankful and whatnot could go back a little bit before that, a couple of years before that, and some of the things have survived. That's why the turkey and whatnot. And if we talk about the first time Thanksgiving became a national holiday, you would jump up to 1863. That's when President Lincoln said that the last Thursday of November would be a national day of Thanksgiving. Then President Franklin Roosevelt kind of cleared that up a little bit and said that Thanksgiving should always be celebrated. So you could take credit for it. Always be celebrated on the fourth Thursday of the month so that you would have holiday shopping, earlier holiday shopping, and they would never make it on the fifth Thursday. What's interesting is the tradition of turkey. Now the number of turkeys that they say have been raised in the United States this past year in 2011 is up to 250 million, about 250 million. Ooh, that's a lot. and, you know, different weights and whatnot. They say the crop, if you want to call it that, amount of turkeys, valued at $3.7 billion. $3.7 billion. So I looked up some other cool things about food and the amount of foods that we eat on Thanksgiving. They say pumpkins, because, you know, you heard Chris mention pumpkin pie, 931 million pounds of pumpkins. Illinois is the leader in the country. They pumped out 450 million pounds of orange gourd. But, of course, you have pumpkin patches all over the place. California, Ohio, they had some big ones. They say that each one of those states came up with about 100 million pounds. Wow. 100 million pounds of pumpkin. I wonder why they have those pumpkin chucking contests. What do you do with them after a while? Okay, wheat is so key for the bread, the rolls, the pie crust, all that kind of stuff. And the big producers of wheat, where do you think it would be? Kansas, North Dakota, 2.4 billion bushels. I wonder if that's accurate because the floods and everything that wiped out some of those crops. There was a concern about that. Remember, it was just a few months ago we were talking about how awful it was in some of those areas. So that might have wiped out a few people. I mentioned the amount of, as far as the crops, I mentioned the amount of turkeys raised in the U.S. How about the quantity of turkey consumed by the typical American? They say that, especially at Thanksgiving time, 13.8 pounds. I wonder if in a year, sounds like a lot, but if you took it over the course of a year, it's probably not that much. I think if you get a turkey sandwich or eating sliced turkey, that makes sense to me, actually. When I first heard the number, I thought, wow, that's pretty tough. All right, here's where are the biggest places to eat, to feast on the main course being turkey, and it became so popular they decided to adopt the name turkey. So there are places in the country named Turkey, like Turkey, North Carolina. I've actually been there. Turkey Creek, Louisiana. And there is a Turkey, Texas. I don't know where Turkey, Texas is. I'll have to look that up. Turkey, Texas. That's a pretty interesting address. I'm from Turkey, Texas. All right, what about potatoes? Because the mashed potatoes are one of the main side dishes, right? How about this? 1.9 billion pounds, the total weight of sweet potatoes. And sweet potatoes are produced a lot in North Carolina. They say that might be even number one, 940 million pounds. California, 592 pounds. Louisiana, 162 pounds. Whew. That's a lot. And then cranberries, and this I had no clue about cranberries. I was shocked at the states where cranberries were produced. Ready for this? U.S. cranberry production, Wisconsin leading the pack, 435 billion. Massachusetts, though, second, 195 million. And check this out, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington also having about 14 million to 53 million pounds. Whew, New Jersey, the cranberry state. Who knew? Stay with us.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95.
five, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
God's bounty in the year, string the pearls of his favor, hide the dark parts, except so far as they are breaking out in light. Give this one day to thanks, to joy, to gratitude, and I wish all of you that kind of an experience. Happy Thanksgiving. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Nailed the score. We decided to be consistent, so if you're listening and you want to get on board, we have had a few people that have emailed us, and Dan and Chris called the show. You can call 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or email. We have a couple of other emails. We'll get to those in a minute. I'm going to wait and see if some more stack up, and we'll get to those. Again, you have until the top of the hour. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair. So if you have a guess, it doesn't matter what you know about football. It's not about that. You just pick a team and what you think the final outcome of that game will be, and of the game that we're talking about, and it's the Ravens and the 49ers. It's the Thursday night game on Thanksgiving, because now it used to be that with Thanksgiving Day football, you had one game, and when it first started in the 20s, when pro football started, you had one game. Now it's different. Now you have three games, because it really exploded. It expanded, knowing that people were going to sit there and watch the games. They're not stupid, and they decided to put more games out there, give you some classics to talk about. Some of the games have been classics, and some of them have been real bombs. The Dallas Cowboys have been playing football since 1966 on Thanksgiving, and some of the more infamous games they have been a part of. You know, I was talking about that one of my turkeys was the Philadelphia Eagles as far as sports is concerned. If you wind the clock back to Buddy Ryan days, when he was the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, there was the infamous Bounty Bowl. And how the story goes there is that there was a bounty on the, and this was in 1989, on the head of Troy Aikman. It was his first year as the quarterback of the of the Cowboys, and Luis Sendejas, who's the kicker, who used to be the kicker that same year for Philadelphia, then was cut. And I think that's how Sendejas knew that this was what was going on. This was the possibility. So, unfortunately, what ensued was a 27-0 thumping by the Philadelphia Eagles, who came into town, into Dallas, and just throttled them. Jimmy Johnson was furious afterwards, saying that he wanted a piece of Buddy Ryan, basically, but he ran to the locker room to tell him what he thought of the way they played. And there were all kinds of allegations that the Eagles had that bounty on the heads of the kicker and the quarterback, $200 for every hit. And Sendejas was knocked out of the game. He had a concussion. And, you know, ultimately that went on to become a bitter rivalry afterwards. There were a couple of other contests between those two clubs after 89. There was the Bounty Bowl II, which happened later in the year, which Philadelphia won because the Cowboys were that bad. And then the next year they called it the Pork Chop Bowl. So still to this day, when people think of Buddy Ryan, they think of the Bounty Bowl. Then there was another one that many of you might know about if you're football fans, even if you're not Cowboy fans, it doesn't matter. It's just so infamous, this game. In the 90s, in 93, the Cowboys were leading the Dolphins 14-3. There were a matter of seconds, it seemed, on the clock. Texas Stadium, it was rare. There was snow and there was sleet. It was terrible conditions because, remember, they had the hole in the roof, not like the billion-dollar Jerry Jones showplace now. And Miami's Pete Stoyanovich tried a game-winning field goal. It was like around 40 yards. That was blocked by one of the Cowboys, Jimmy Jones. But what happened is, and everybody thought they had won, even on NBC, Dick Enberg was doing the game and was saying, oh, the Cowboys are going to win. But what happened was Leon Lett chased the ball. It was a live ball, and he touched it. So that gave the Dolphins a chance to grab it back. They did. And then they kicked a shorter field goal, and they took the 16-14 win. It was shocking. And to this day, Mars is now doing a commercial with Leon Lett. Came out actually last year. He has to make light of it because this is what he's known for, even though he was certainly involved in many other plays, great plays with the Dallas Cowboys and winning seasons with the Cowboys, too. He was a big part of the Cowboys' wins, frankly, when they won numerous Super Bowls. But he's known for that probably more than anything. You just automatically think of his when you think of his name, you think of it. Now, on Thanksgiving Day, as I said, the Cowboys have been playing since 66. There were 2 years when they didn't play. The St. Louis Cardinals played instead. But one of the things that's also kind of an interesting fact, since we're talking a little football here and Thanksgiving, is you have the coach now of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Garrett, who had a big shining moment. This wasn't an infamous moment, where he came into a game when Troy Aikman was injured. He was a third-string guy, and he led the Cowboys in a shootout against Green Bay with Brett Favre, 42-31. How about that? 42-31. And there's a similar story that happened way back in the 70s with a Cowboys-Redskins game. That's another big rivalry. A lot of Redskin fans listen to America Tonight when they're not traveling for Thanksgiving, because I've gotten notes about, why don't you do more Redskin games? So anyway, in that game, the Cowboys' backup quarterback, Clint Longley, had to jump in for Roger Staubach, who was injured, and they were down 16-3, and he brought them back. He had a couple of really big, deep passes that were money, and the Cowboys won that game. That was, like I said, 1974. Then there were a slew of other games that involved the Lions and the Packers. I mean, that's a big rivalry as well. That's one of the games on the day. That's the leadoff game, in fact, of the three games later today. So the 1986 Thanksgiving Day deal between the Lions and the Packers became the highest scoring game in Thanksgiving history. And it ended up being a win for the Packers, 44-40. 44-40, that is an incredible amount of points. If anybody who took the over there, they had it covered a long time into that, I mean, pretty early into that game, rather, because that's amazing. 84 points. And I didn't know that until I started to look up some statistics on Thanksgiving. I don't know why I just forgot that. I don't think I've ever, there might have been another game. There has been another NFL game that had more points, but certainly there hasn't been another Thanksgiving Day game since then, since that one. And we might see some pretty good things coming up later in the day. So again, our game is San Francisco and the Ravens. We got a couple of people here that emailed. This one from Benny, who says, "Hi, Kate, haven't talked to you in a while. I'm going to have to go quickly with the 49ers, 27-23. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it." Here's another one. This one is from Martinez in Kentucky. "Kate couldn't call, but I want to make sure I get my guess in. I'm going to say it's the Ravens. The Ravens take it. And I'm going to say the final score is 25-23. Ooh, that's an interesting score. Here's another one. This is our third one. We'll see if we get any. We've got just a couple of minutes left before we have to close it. But this one from Angela, and Angela listening to us in Connecticut. Angela says, "Go Ravens. I like the Ravens here. And I think the final score is going to be 24-17. Do you have anyone else that said, no, 24-17. You own that score. Thanks to everybody who chimed in here on a Thanksgiving, because I know most people are probably sleeping, getting ready for the big day later in the day. Like I said, should be an interesting game, 49ers and the Ravens. That tops things off in the night. Earlier, we start off with Detroit, of course, and the Packers, and then the Dallas Cowboys in the middle play Miami. Miami's won three games. That could be interesting against the Dallas Cowboys. Enjoy your turkey day, and let's hope someone nails the score.